Thank you so much for coming out on this cold evening and joining us for this time of worship through music, poetry that is set to music, and prayers. These last days, we have heard a lot about Nelson Mandela as the world, both religious and secular, celebrates his life, mostly because he is seen as a man of peace, a man of reconciliation. This Advent, we look forward and think about celebrating the coming of the Prince of Peace. And in our eschatological views, we also look ahead to the next coming of this Prince of Peace. So our prayers this evening focus on peace. The choir will sing the refrain. You may recognize the melody. We sang four verses of Bethlehem Down, but this has new words. The choir will sing it once, and then we ask you to join, and then use it as a refrain to the prayers.
Lord, in your
to your tender mercy, love has broken upon us. Light is given where once there was darkness, and hope where there was only death. We continue this season of Advent knowing that you will guide our feet into your way of peace.
Lord, in your mercy,
loving Spirit of the Prince of Peace, to whom we dedicate this season of Advent, prevail again on earth. May hunger disappear. May terrorists cease their senseless acts. May all people live in freedom, worshiping as they see fit. May the sanctity of the home be ever preserved. May peace, everlasting peace, reign supreme.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant to all the world your peace.
A prayer by George Appleton in the 20th century. O God of many names, lover of all nations, we pray for peace. Peace in our hearts, peace in our homes, peace in our nations, peace in our world. The peace of your will, the peace of our need.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant to all the world your peace.
Verses written by Whittaker in the Atlantic Monthly in 1872. O God, Drop thy still dews of quietness till all our strivings cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of thy peace.
Lord, hear.